You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday. It is March the 29th. Just getting those sleepy heads out of bed. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. I'm going to be with you for the next 4 hours, trying to keep you in a good mood, get you to where you're going on this Tuesday morning. Let's start off looking at a couple of things in the entertainment business. There is something in the entertainment business, believe it or not, other than Will Smith. This goes back a few years. Let's go back to the year 1951. The King and I, the musical, opened on Broadway, 1951. In 1973, Tommy, this was the Puerto Rican version of the rock opera Tommy, that opened in New York City. And on this day in 1976, in Memphis, in Tennessee, Bruce Springsteen, what did he do? Well, he jumped the fence at Graceland in an attempt to see his idol, Elvis Presley.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Happy Radio.
go. Yes, indeed. HAPPY Radio. That's what we are, isn't it? Going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Well, we'll do our best at any rate. And that was that Mr. Edwin Starr. Dinner, boys and girls, and what's your name? I can tell you. Trying to wake up here in the Breakfast Show studio this morning. 10.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. It was back in 1987 when that was released. For the Irish rock band, of course, U2, second track from that great album, the 1987 album, The Joshua Tree, and it was released as the album's second single. That was in May of 1987. The song was a hit, becoming the band's second consecutive number one single on the US Billboard Hot 100, while peaking at number six on the UK singles chart. If you are keeping an eye on the time, well, very efficient this morning, I tell you. It's exactly 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. Time to do this. Yes, get you all clean and smelling nice. By the way, don't forget, now outside, if you're in open spaces, you don't need to use your mask. And if you're going on public transport, you don't need to use that face shield anymore, but you do need to wear your mask. In the shower. We're going to do a bit of shoop, shoop, shoop. You know, don't you? It's in his kiss. Shoop, shoop, shoop. It's in his kiss. Love that song. Time to get you out of the shower. There we go. On your way to work this morning. I know Mary Lou said she's on her way. She's started off on her trek to the office. It is Tuesday. It is the 29th of March. What do we do on Tuesdays? We go cooking. In the last hour of this morning's programme, we're going to be linking up with our feisty foodie, Sarah. Sarah up there in Canada. And I tell you what, we've got a nice roast dinner today. Roast lamb, if you like that. Lamb is my favourite meat. And that is what we're going to be talking about. A nice roast leg of lamb. That's all coming up later on. Usual bits and pieces, of course. We'll look at the local news headlines for you in around about 11, 12 minutes time. Some of the international news at 7, 7.30. Business news in between the two. Weather. Eh. Not been good, has it? Ta-ta, summer. You're leaving early.
Show with Jerry D.
I do like that one. That's Shorty and Sim, of course. I love the production on that. I tell you what, we should have a little competition one day, and that's naming all the little different sounds you can hear in the background. You've got seagulls, you've got bicycle bells, you've got all sorts of things, you've got waves, you've got everything on that song. Love it. Cruising Down, Shorty and Slim on this morning's Breakfast Show. This is Dua Lipa.
You call me all friendly, telling me how much you miss me. That's funny, I guess you've heard my songs. Well, I'm too busy for your business. Go find a girl who wants to listen. Cause if you think I was born yesterday, you have got me wrong. So I cut you off. I don't need your love, cause I already cried enough. I've been done, I've been moving on. Since we said goodbye, I cut you off. I don't need your love, so you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. You say I'm sorry, way too late now. So say then, get gone, shut up. Cause if you think I care about you now, well boy, I don't give right up. I remember that weekend when my best friend caught you creeping. You blamed it all on the alcohol. So I made my decision, cause you made your bed, sleep in it. Play the victim and switch your position. I'm through, I'm done. So I cut you off.
That is called IDGAF, and I'm sure you can work that out for yourselves. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're half past the hour of 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419 Valley Motors.
Valley Motors. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque. It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, it is indeed the breakfast show, and this is Tuesday. If you just joined us, you're not sure. It is Tuesday the 29th. Don't do what I did last Saturday. I got up at 5 o'clock. Thought the alarm hadn't gone off. It was Saturday. I got up to get a shower. Let's take a look at some of the local news. We'll be looking at this, of course, in more detail a bit later on this morning at 8, 9 o'clock. We're starting off with the epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health. It was reported in the last 24 hours, 125 new infections of COVID-19 were confirmed. Number of active cases got below 2,500. It was specified that the 125 new cases were detected after the application of 3,661 tests, returning a positivity of 3.4%. In addition, two deaths from the coronavirus are reported, and one from a previous date was updated. Since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020, 8,167 deaths have been recorded. Lethality percentage 1.1. Regarding active cases, the report details that there are 2,414 nationwide. Of that total, 2,317 are in home isolation and 97 are hospitalised. 2,292 people confined at home and 25 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, the number of hospitalised, we've got 86 patients in the wards and 11 in the intensive care units. As of this Monday, the obligation to wear a mask in open spaces or outdoors was lifted in Panama, as long as there is a meter of distance between people. However, the health provision for the mandatory use of masks in closed or interior spaces, such as supermarkets, shopping centres, classrooms, etc., is maintained. And since Monday, the mandatory face shield in public transport has also been eliminated. In turn, 100% capacity was allowed in public transport, maintaining the correct and mandatory use of the mask. The Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice did not admit an appeal filed by Balbina Herrera, one of the victims of the espionage carried out by the National Security Council, the CSN. And this is against the ruling that acquitted former President Ricardo Martinelli on November the 9th of last year. Nicomedes Castillo, Herrera's lawyer, confirmed that he had already been notified via email of the decision and stressed that there are no more resources to reserve the decision of the trial court that favoured Martinelli. The subcommission that analyses Bill 779, which modifies Law 22 of the 29th of June of 2005, this is on the right to reply in the country's media, began on Monday with the consultation period. The legislative subcommittee, made up of Corina Cano, President Luis Ernesto Carles and Roberto Abrego, has 10 working days to submit a report on the subject to the rest of the government, Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission. Cano, by the way, in that same story, warned that other aspects of managing the media, such as disclosure of information on digital platforms, could be added to the project beyond the right to reply. The Panamanian Association of Business Executives, APEDI, called on the country's authorities to take action to prevent street closures carried out by various sectors, which is affecting the national economy. The president of the business association, Elisa Suarez, stressed on Monday that they are concerned about the inaction of the authorities in addressing the demands, fair or not, of the community and organized civil society on various problems. And we've got more voices condemning the controversial ruling of the Tribunal Electoral that would leave Ricardo Martinelli unpunished in the legal cases of New Business and Odebrecht. The Citizen Alliance for Justice, issued a forceful statement denouncing the magistrates Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Junca, weakened the action of criminal justice allowing the electoral court to become, wait for it, a safe conduct for corruption. The executive had already established its position on the controversial criminal electoral jurisdiction that protects directors of political parties and candidates, and this was by not voting on Articles of Law 247 of the 22nd of October last year, which reformed the electoral code, referring to this legal protection, which, as the recent ruling of the Tribunal Electoral demonstrated, favours impunity in cases linked to corruption. Precisely, the Alianza Ciudadana Pro Justicia, an organisation that brings together at least 20 civil society organisations, referred to in this matter. Panama's goal is to get out of the yellow card imposed by the European Union as a warning and return to the green card of countries that cooperate in the fight to eradicate illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. In addition to approving Law 2004 of March the 18th for 2021, regarding fishing, the Panamanian authorities have now taken a series of measures to control illegal fishing with greater force. It's a matter of national interest, since the export of seafood is one of the main segments of trade with the European bloc. If the country is sanctioned with a red card, it would not be able to export shellfish to the European market. And lastly, in the last 72 hours, a total of 503 people were apprehended and 1,073 drug packages seized through Operation Genesis 2022, carried out by the National Police. Of these arrests, 264 are by trade, 24 for narco-trafficking, 4 for drug trafficking, 152 for administrative offences, and 58 for flagrancy. The arrests occurred in different points throughout the country. What, where they put them all? They've arrested an awful lot of people. Right, that's it. There's our look at some of the local news. As I said, more details on those stories a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, that's Maxie Priest and Close to You. I tell you what, looking back at some of the things in entertainment history, as we like to do, I was just looking at the year 1962. A guy called Gene Chandler, he received a gold record. For what, you might well ask? For this.
Do, 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 do through this world.
Together.
Nothing can stop
together.
But together.
Together.
And you, you are my girl. And no one can hurt you.
Together.
Oh no.
Together.
Yes, I. Duchess of Earth, we'll walk through my dukedom, and the paradise we will share. Yes, I.
Mr. Gene Chandler got a gold record for that. Duke of Earl. I said it was, best known in actual fact of Chandler's songs. He subsequently dubbed himself the Duke of Earl. A song was penned by Chandler together with Bernice Williams and Earl Edwards. And by the way, in 2002, the inductee in the Grammy Hall of Fame as well. And it's also been selected by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Duke of Earl. This is Maroon 5, their cover of Three Little Birds. 9 minutes, by the way, before the hour of 7 o'clock. Smile with the rising sun. There we go, all together now. Gonna be all right. Anyway, time on the breakfast show, 6 minutes from seven. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou is on her way to work. She's in the bus or in the cars. And she's saying, good morning, everybody. Have a great Tuesday. Could you please play Smoky Mountain Rain from Ronnie Mislap? Of course we can.
On my way from L.A. back to Knoxville, I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain Rain, Smoky keeps on calling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain Rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting. He said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? For letting go, a woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I find her no matter what it takes.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on that dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on that dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Sitting on a dock of the bay. Written by, of course, Otis Redding, and performed by him as well. It was also co-written with guitarist Steve Cropper, and recorded by Redding twice in 1967, including once just 3 days before his death in a plane crash on December the 10th of 1967. The song was released on Sax Records and the Vault label in 1968, becoming the first ever posthumous single to top the charts in the United States. Reached number 3 on a UK singles chart as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Absolutely. Lovely to have you with us this morning on Cool FM 89.3. Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Ukrainian and Russian negotiators are meeting in Turkey today for the first time for face-to-face talks, nearly 3 weeks now since the last one, with Ukraine seeking a ceasefire without compromising on territorial sovereignty as its forces have pushed Russians back from Kiev. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan welcomed delegations from both sides at an Istanbul in Istanbul Palace, saying stopping this tragedy was up to them. Ukrainian television reported that the talks had begun with a cold welcome and no handshake. United States President Joe Biden plans to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's role in the Indo-Pacific with Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong of Singapore, who's visiting the White House today. Senior official advised. Now Lee, who will later meet with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, will join Biden in an Oval Office meeting before the leaders make a joint statement, the White House has said. China's most populous city tightened the first phase of a two-stage COVID-19 lockdown on Tuesday, asking some residents to stay indoors unless they are getting tested, as the number of new daily cases exceeds 4,400. The financial hub of Shanghai, home to 26 million people, it is now the second day of a lockdown. Authorities are imposing by dividing the city roughly along the Huangpu River, splitting the historic centre from the eastern financial and industrial district of Pudong to allow for staggered testing. More than 20,000 bankers, traders and other workers are bedding down in office towers in Shanghai's Lujiangzi district. This is as they bid to keep China's giant financial hub ticking over through a COVID-19 lockdown. Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare said that the backlash to his country's security negotiations with China is very insulting. In his first comments on a security treaty, he said that he was ready to sign. Australia, New Zealand and the United States have expressed concern about security negotiations between the Pacific Island nation and China, which became public last week. This was after the leak of a draft security treaty prompting concern over a Chinese base being put in the region. Peruvian President Pedro Castillo survived on Monday an impeachment vote in Congress that fell short of the votes needed to oust the leftist leader 8 months after he took office. Overall, 55 lawmakers out of 130 in the unicameral Congress voted in favor of the impeachment. Congress needed 87 votes to oust Castillo. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was discharged from hospital on Tuesday morning after spending the night there for tests, news channel Globo News has reported. Communications Minister Fabio Faria told Reuters late on Monday that Bolsonaro was hospitalized on Monday in Brasilia after feeling abdominal discomfort, but added that he was all right. The energy ministers of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, key members of OPEC, said on Tuesday the producers' group should not engage in politics as pressure mounted on them to take action against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Asked by the moderator at an industry event about whether OPEC Plus has a moral responsibility to expel Russia from the group, Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman said everybody leaves his politics at the door when they hold meetings. And last but not least, British police said on Tuesday that 20 fines would be issued over gatherings in Boris Johnson's offices and residents that broke coronavirus lockdown rules, sparking fresh calls for the Prime Minister to resign. And that's it. Those are some of the things in the international news on this Tuesday morning. Captain James Blunt, and So Long, Jimmy. Breakfast show time. We're making our way to 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget, it's Tuesday, which means in the last hour today, we're going to be checking in with our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon up there in Canada. What she got, she says, in continuation with our theme from last week, today we're going to be talking about pasta primavera. You can use whichever vegetables are freshest for the season. And tonight I was inspired to make marinated lamb with baby or roasted potatoes and onions. That's my favourite meat, lamb. Oh, it was so delicious, she says. I thought I'd share it. And she used a boneless leg of lamb. And she says you can use loin chops or whatever you can find locally. Just make sure that you cook your lamb to 145 degrees for medium rare. I must admit, I like lamb a little bit more than that. I'm a bit worried about sort of undercooking lamb. But, yeah, that's something Sarah's going to be talking about. Also, a cocktail and dessert. I'll tell you about that a little bit later on. So that's it. That's in the last hour of this morning's program. Now, the Beach Boys. Remember, they made a song called Heroes and Villains. Well, what if they made it with a symphonic orchestra? It would come out like this.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Remember when that first came out? That was in 1967 when that was released, Heroes and Villains, by the Beach Boys. It's off of their 67 album, which was called Smiley Smile, and their unfinished also Smile project, written by Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks. And by the way, the song didn't sort of meet critical acclaim and commercial expectations, although it was a hit record. It peaked at number 12 in the United States and number 8 over in the United Kingdom. Right, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to move along to the hydrometeorology department. Cool, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? And we got it out, didn't we? We're going to look at the weather forecast for today. Let's go over to the province of Colón, which is normally where we start off, don't we? That's at the Costa Arriba, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 22 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius is your thermal sensation there today. 86% relative humidity. It is creeping up, isn't it? We've got an awful lot of rain about at the moment. Isolated showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight over there in Costa Arriba. Moving over to west Panama on this side of the isthmus, we're looking at 31 degrees Celsius. Being the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum, 37 the thermal sensation, 82% relative humidity. It's going to be cloudy this morning, chance of isolated showers in the afternoon, and it's going to be isolated showers tonight as well. Now for us here in the metropolitan area, let's see what's in store. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 22 the minimum, 37 the thermal sensation. So pretty much the same as West Panama, 83% relative humidity. Cloudy this morning, isolated showers this afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, perhaps things are a little bit better out there. We've got 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 22 the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation out in the Gulf today, and 90% relative humidity. Isolated rains with thunderstorms during the course of this morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon and isolated showers tonight. So we're in for, basically a pretty miserable day, a bit like yesterday, wasn't it? Let's take a look at the maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with the tides, as we do, with the Pacific Ocean. High tide was at 1:25 this morning. That was a 4.08-metre high tide. Low tide, that's going to be at 7:40 in around about 22 minutes time. That'll be 0.46 of a metre. High tide again, 1:59 in the afternoon, a fraction before 2 o'clock. That'll be 4.33 metres. Low tide again, 8:10 tonight, and that'll be 0.49 of a metre. On the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 3 o'clock this morning. That was flat at 0. High tide, that will be at 9:46 this morning, 0.27 of a metre. We've got the next low tide at 4:57 in the afternoon, coming up for 5 o'clock, minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, that'll be at 11:07 tonight, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. Now, let's take a look and see if you're actually going to be on the water, if we've got advisories for you today, starting on the Caribbean side. Yes, we do have advisories for this morning. We've got 20 to 35 kilometres an hour winds coming from the northeast with 7-foot waves, all right? Not a good day for boarding, really, is it? You be careful. In the afternoon, advisory is still in place, and if you thought 7-foot waves were bad enough, they're going to increase by a foot in the afternoon to 8 feet, the waves over there on the Caribbean coast, and 15 to 33 kilometre an hour winds coming in this afternoon from the north-northeast. Moving over to this side, to the Pacific Ocean, we do have a small craft advisory for this morning. We've got 20 to 40 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north, waves at 3 feet during the course of the morning. Moving on to the afternoon, the advisory has dropped. There's no advisory because the wind has dropped. It's dropped down to 10 to 18 kilometres an hour. Wind directions change to the east-northeast. Waves, they're going to be at 3 feet in the afternoon. So there you go. There's your look at the weather for this morning, this Tuesday morning, 29th of March. This is Gary Moore. Out on the Fields, it's called. That was Seal there. It's called Floating Through Space. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes right now, after the hour of 7 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. Then we get 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. We've got the local news for you. We'll also be checking in the 8 o'clock hour with Ingrid for our everyday story in Country Folk. Because she had a tree fall on her house in Elvai. Tree fell down and went into the roof of the bathroom, apparently. So, hope you get on all right. You got plenty of firewood. Look on the plus side of that. I mean, you can chop the tree up and then you can use it as firewood. Because one of the things you do have, or you can have there in Elvai, is a fireplace, can't you? It's all rather nice. We're just making our way to 28 minutes after the hour of 7. After this one, we'll take a look and see what's happening in the world of business. That is 10cc and Good Morning Judge. Right, let me just remind you about that. I didn't sort of really think much about it, but did you know, because I didn't, did you know that Encuentra 24 has delivery? And, what's more, it's free. It's called Encuentra 24 Entrega a Domicilio. And this week they have 30% off in new products for gamers. Okay, so remember, Encuentra 24 Entrega a Domicilio. Try it now. Why not? What a good idea. You know, they can deliver everything, can't they? Very efficient. Right, let's take a look at some of the international business news for today. Oil prices rose on Tuesday, recovering some of the previous session's losses. This is as Kazakhstan's supplies continued to be disrupted, and major producers showed no sign of being in a hurry to boost output significantly. Brent crude rose at $1.41, or 1.3%, to $113.89 a barrel. This was at 8:48 GMT today. And U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was up 95 cents, or 0.9%. And it finished there at $106.91. And both benchmarks had lost about 7% on Monday. The Russian ruble strengthened to a more than one-month high in Moscow trade on Tuesday, firming past 88 to the dollar, while stocks regained some ground in the fourth session since trading resumed after a near-month-long suspension. By 9:14 of GMT, the ruble was up 2% against the dollar at $88, having earlier touched $87.40 or 87.4, its strongest since February the 28th. It lost 0.3% to trade at 96.89 versus the euro after briefly clipping a one-month high. Bitcoin on Tuesday held ground just below its highest this year, touched a day earlier, with gains for the original cryptocurrency topping 27% since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Bitcoin hit $48,234 on Monday evening, its highest since December the 31st. It was last trading up 0.9% at $47,553. The United States and its allies plan new sanctions on more sectors of Russia's economy that are critical to sustaining its invasion of Ukraine, including supply chains. Deputy U.S. Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo said on Tuesday. And the United States Treasury yield curve has been flattened, with parts of it inverting as investors price in an aggressive rate hiking plan by the Federal Reserve that attempts to bring inflation down from a 40-year high. That has investors trying to guess whether it is signaling a recession that is nearing. The United States Senate on Monday again approved a bill to provide $52 billion, that's a lot, $52 billion in U.S. subsidies for semiconductor chips manufacturing in a bid to reach a compromise after months of discussion. So, you know, $52 billion to subsidize semiconductor chips. Having a lot of problems with those, aren't we? For your phones, for your cars, etc. AMC Entertainment Holdings, Inc. Chief Executive Adam Aron said that the movie theater chain would embark on more transformational deals to capitalize on the internet of retail investors following its bet on a troubled gold and silver mine operator. AMC unveiled a $27.9 million investment for a 22% stake in Hycroft Mining Holding Corp. about 2 weeks ago. An unusual deal for a company operating more than 900 theatres worldwide that raised eyebrows among market observers. Finnish engineering groups Konecranes and Cargotec decided on Tuesday to cancel their planned merger. This was after the United Kingdom Competition and Markets Authority blocked the transaction, citing competition issues. The British watchdog decided to block the potential €4.5 billion deal earlier on Tuesday. That's around about $5 billion. Tesla Inc. will seek investor approval. This is to increase its number of shares to enable a stock split in the form of a dividend. The electric car maker said on Monday, sending its shares up about 5%. The plan came as the company suspended its Shanghai factory amid COVID-19 related lockdown measures, and its artificial intelligence head took a sabbatical as the company aims to achieve full self-driving capability this year. And that's it. There's a look. There's some of the things in the international business news for this morning, Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday the 29th of March.
Thank you.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with In Excess and Disappear, not yet, and followed on Aztec Camera there, and that was Somewhere in My Heart. I was just taking a little rummage, as I do, around the internet. I came across, I don't know if you've heard of Lapsus, with a dollar at the end, Lapsus. Well, apparently an Oxford teenager has been accused of being a multi-millionaire cyber criminal. It says the teenager is alleged to have amassed $14 million. This is a fortune from hacking, has been named by rival hackers and researchers. Well, City of London police say that they've arrested seven teenagers in relation to the gang, but will not say if he is one of them. And the boy's father told the BBC his family was concerned and was trying to keep him away from his computers. Under his online moniker of White or Breachface, the teenager, who has autism, is said to be behind the prolific Lapsus Dollar hacker crew, which is believed to be based in South America. Lapsus is relatively new, but has become one of the most talked about and feared hacker cybercrime gangs. This was after successfully breaching major firms like Microsoft and then bragging about it online. Well, the teenager, who can't be named for legal reasons, attends a special educational school in Oxford. And City of London police have said that seven people between the ages of 16 and 21 have been arrested in connection with an investigation into a hacking group. They have all been released under investigation. Our inquiries remain ongoing. So there we are. 16. Worth $14 million. I don't know. Your work all your life. Breakfast show time, 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Belong me. humanity. Auf Wiedersehen, it's time to say goodbye. The party's over as the laughter dies. The angel cries, humanity. It's au revoir to your insanity. You sold to feed your vanity, your fantasies and lies. You're a drop in the rain, just a number, not a name. And you don't see it, you don't believe it. At the end of the day, you're a needle in the hay. Your sign is heated, and now you gotta deal with it.
Tell you what, two great tracks. We started off with Radiohead and A Creep, one of my favourite tracks. In actual fact, I was listening to a version of that. I was doing a wander around YouTube, as one does. Yes, and I came across one of these America's Got Talent. I can't remember his first name. His name was, I think it was Crumb. And he did a brilliant version of Creep, and he slowed it. He slowed it right down. I thought, let me try that, let me try that. So that's in actual fact what we did. We changed the pitch on that version, took it down to about 85.5. And it doesn't distort it, but it makes it that little bit deeper, I think. I love it. And we did the same with this one. This is Scorpions and Humanity. So there's one particular track we don't need to slow down. One of my favourite covers of all time. This is Disturbed. And that version of Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
was saying, I think that's probably one of my favourite covers of all time, that one from Disturbed. And in fact, I bought the album that was on. I mean, I'm not into heavy metal, sort of death metal, as I, but the rest of the album is nothing like the track there. It really is sort of quite heavy. But that's a beautiful cover, Disturbed. And, of course, Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence. And let me just remind you, in the Tis Tuesday, in the last hour of this morning's programme, we're linking up with Sarah up there in Canada. And she's doing this marinated lamb with baby roasted potatoes and onions, which I was telling you about later on. For a dessert, she said, I thought I'd continue with the hack theme from last week. But time makes it specifically, this time specifically for the air fryer, to make these air fryer cookie hack. That's interesting. You can use your favourite cake batter and add chips, candies or nuts. Touch me nuts. Today's delightful cocktail, by the way, is Sherry Cherry Blossom Cocktail. There's a song called it, sort of Cherry Blossom Pink, isn't it? So there you are. That's it. That's what Sarah's going to be up to when she joins us in the last hour of this morning's programme. Be checking in with Ingrid in the next hour of the programme for our Everyday Story and Country Folk, and also no doubt having a word with Yaz, see what she's been up to over there on the world of social media and all these things. Time though now for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations, Cementos Progresso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progresso.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
Let me help. I got two for me. Let me help. You sure. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I feel like Paul Bunyan. I've been out here yesterday, all chop, chop, chop. I feel like I deforested my backyard. That is a big tree. It is so big that if I tried to put my arms around the trunk of the tree, my fingers would not touch. That's how big a tree that came down. And the so-called advisors or guy who's going to come and take a look at the place and give us a report, he's coming this morning. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate any phone calls that you made and took care of that because it sure did help, I hope, speed that up. Well, I kind of passed over what happened on Saturday because that was actually kind of an important event as well. On Saturday, I was called in for an international public relations commercial, I guess. That's what for tourism, the Panama Department of Tourism. They've obviously invested quite a bit of money in order to get the ball rolling on tourism again. And they brought a crew. Half was from New York, half were from California. And we got to work in the Park Omar Library. It was a beautiful space. Great. I had no idea that they have a lot of books in English there. I'm tickled to hear that. I figured they had books in Spanish, but the gal was talking to me in between shots. She says, yeah, we got a bunch of expats who come in here from all over the world who come in and have checkout books in English. I said, well, dang, when I'm not working and the library's not closed, because we were there all day, I said, I'd like to come back and look at some books. She goes, well, please do. Now, so I said, okay, I will. So we had a grand time talking about books, and it was also a lot of fun working with these folks. They are going to Gamboa this week. They're going to Coiba, and then they're going to go up to Boquete. They had been down into the Embra Empire earlier in the week, and they're shooting all over. This is going to be a huge campaign. They really are investing some big bucks. Oh, man, I was like, it was better than a movie set because they had actually just about as much equipment. Normally on a commercial shoot, you see one or two cameras. No, these guys had dollies. They had rollers. They had, oh, my God, handhelds that were gyro. Oh, they just had so much equipment. It was, and they all spoke English because they were from the States. So I got a little tickled with that. Met some other good actors on the set. Hey, Diana. Shout out to Diana. I told her I'd say hey. She was quite lovely. And a gentleman that he came from all the way from Cologne to come to be in this film, the commercial. I don't know when it'll air. It'll be a couple of months past production and probably won't air in Panama. But I do hope that the people around the world get to see how beautiful, how wonderful, how glorious our Panama is. And they get to come down and see it. All right. Day two, no masks. And it's going to be chainsaw heaven here in a couple of hours. Got a 20-incher coming. All right, you guys stay safe. And back to you in the studio.
Thank you.
There we go, there's Sir Peter Gabriel giving a little hand to Ingrid there. Shaking the Tree is what it's called. And a big thank you goes out to Mary Lou yesterday, who gave us a lot of help in getting in touch with the people at ASSA for Ingrid. So thank you very much for that, Mary Lou. We've got our own little community on the go here. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3, and that's Cool FM. Ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who is? Don't touch that dial.
Depuis ses lèvres contre les tiennes, j'ai comme un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres, et dans ma bouche un goût
goût amer. Je rêve seul avec mes acouphènes. T'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour, tu m'as mise à terre. Aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Je pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne. Je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. L'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. S'effondre, il tire la gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table. La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier, je me sens comme. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. L'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, j'en ai vu assez. Couleurs. J'ai broyé bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir. Y'a toi qui peux me consoler. Pourtant c'est toi qui m'as blessé. C'est plus pareil, je nous vois flou. Sens son odeur sur tes genoux. Je suis comme un soldat fusillé. J'ai pas vu l'ennemi arriver. Mais j'ai appris à prendre les coups. Je compte bien me battre jusqu'au bout. Je te pardonne, on va tout reconstruire. Je te pardonne, je sais qu'on va guérir. Je te pardonne, je peux pas faire autrement. Je te pardonne, ça sera beau comme avant. Je te pardonne, accroche-toi à mes bras, abandonne. Tous les manèges à trois, je m'en tamponne. Du temps que ça prendra, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne.
That is, I love that. That's Je te pardonne, and that's from Hosey. And was, of course, preceding that was our friend Joy Crooks. When You Were Mine. Time on the Breakfast Show, 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I tell you what, I was looking. I've got a few more of my. These are actually things that people filled in on their insurance forms when they had car accidents. Another one here is the question was, could either driver have done anything to avoid the accident? The answer? Travel by bus.
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Words can never do the things that I need them to. Dream is just a dream, and I don't wanna stay.
Everywhere, and that's called Spotlight. 14 before the hour of 9 o'clock, boys and girls. And just look, I quite enjoy these. These are insurance claims for car accidents. And another one here, it said, obviously done for speeding, so I didn't think the speed limit applied after midnight. And also another one here, so I knew the dog was possessive about the car, but I would not have asked her to drive if I thought there was any risk. Right. Have you let your car drive? I'll tell you what's the worst, is when you see people driving along in their cars, and you can see they're driving along with the dog on their lap. Africa, That's the Wait, and that's a version from the band. We're 9 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock, nine before nine. Don't forget the last hour, be linking up with our feisty foodie, Sarah. Let's say a very good morning to Paul over in the UK. Good morning to you, Paul. He sent me a link to a story on the BBC. It's about a plumber who landed a record contract after being overheard singing while fitting a bathroom. He signed a deal now with a Hollywood filmmaker. Kev Crane from Leicestershire secured a music deal when he spent 6 weeks working at the home of a music producer. Well, now the 50-year-old has sold the rights to his story to Stacey Sherman and Billy Ray. Now, they wrote The Hunger Games. A script has been written by British sitcom and film writers Dick Clement and Ian Lefrenais, he said. The duo were responsible for classic comedies, including The Likely Lads and Alvida Zane Pet. And Mr. Crane from Quorn said, "It's like I'm watching this happen to someone else. Not for 1 minute did I think this could happen to me. I've had some sleepless nights thinking about this whole story, the record deal, and now the film. It's all so exciting." What does a singing plumber sound like, you might well ask? If you haven't had one in your house or your apartment. Anyway, this is Kev Crane, the singing plumber. Why can't I be you?
Why can't I be you? Why can't you be me? I'll take you round the world and back and show you what I see. Lonely days. If you're so blind that you cannot see, then the love's already dead.
That is the singing plumber Kev Crane there. Soon to be seen on the movies or on TV at any rate. Time on the Breakfast Show, time to squeeze this in before we get to the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, we got it for you again at 9 o'clock this morning. Feisty foodie in the last hour today. This is the Stone Roses. Song for my Sugar Spun Sister. Couple of things for you to remember, just to let you know, if you make a booking at the Emotions Dinner Theatre, don't forget you get free valet parking. All right, if you leave your car there, they'll look after your car for you for absolutely free. You're going to go in there, have a great night's entertainment. That's Emotions Dinner Theatre. And also, by the way, don't miss at Encuentro 24, the real estate fair. They've got discounts on apartments and houses where in Costa del Este and Santa Maria. All you've got to do is visit Encuentro 24 today and check out your new home. And let's see what time-wise that brings us towards the top of the hour. We've just got time to give a little course sign out.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama, and Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a blessed.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use a drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Understand me, won't you try, 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 try.
Marley and the Wailers there, and Could You Be Loved going out to Christopher this morning. Asked if we could give that a spin for him. Spin, we don't do that anymore, do we? There it is for Christopher. Christopher Oatman this morning wishes everybody a very good morning. And the time on The Breakfast Show, we're 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're going to be linking up very soon with Feisty Foodie Sarah Solomon. And one of the things, we've got roast lamb today as well. My favourite.
I'm dazed and confused, but don't be shy, babe.
There she goes. That is Joanne Shaw Taylor, a thing called Reckless Heart. Time on the Breakfast Show is exactly 9:30 the hour of 9 o'clock, and right on time. Sarah pops up on my screen in front of me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. That was good timing. That song just finished.
Hi, yes. How's it going, girl? Like, you go, they can't see us waving on the radio.
You can say something, yes.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry? Thank you very much. We miss you a lot.
Yeah, I miss you guys too.
What?
Yes, we miss her.
What?
Get him on board for the next time.
How are you, Sarah?
I'm okay, thanks, Jer. How are you?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. You know, we've got some cold weather, I tell you. It's like -12 with the wind chill.
But in actual fact, we've got a weather warning for this week. We've had a lot of rain already, and it's likely to go right through till the end of the week. Our summer is basically gone.
Wow, the rainy season is starting in March. That's even earlier than ever.
Yeah, seems it. Feels like it.
It used to be like, I think like 12 years ago, it was at the end of April, and then it slowly crept up to the middle of April.
Yep.
And now, wow, that's a shorter summer than you guys have. I mean, we're supposed to go up to 17 degrees on Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's Canadian weather. It bounces all over the place. It can, like, fluctuate 30 degrees in a day or two. But, so
yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's, you know, I mean, people think I'm being silly when I say this, but, you know, for us it feels cold. I mean, we're getting a cold breeze coming through, but in reality, I suppose the breeze is 70, sort of 80 degrees, but for us it feels cold.
Yeah, you don't know cold. You'd come like, you won't last like 10 minutes outside without 10 layers on. It's it's pretty bitter today, I have to say.
Yeah.
And pleasant. You know, we're done with it here. We kind of, we're ready to move on and go into spring and, you know, as we always say, kind of April showers bring May flowers. So that's what we're looking forward to now. It's been a long, cold winter and quite snowy this year compared to how it should be.
And as of today, we do not have to wear masks outside.
This is a very liberating thing. This changed for us this past Monday, I think a week ago Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, walking into a store or a restaurant or, you know, just for me, like a Walmart or whatever, and to not have to wear a mask.
We still have to wear them if we go in to any shops or restaurants or whatever. But you go into a restaurant, what's the first thing you do? Take off your mask.
Yeah. You know, you need to wear it for that like 5 second walk from the front to the, to the table, and then for the bathroom walk as well.
That's right.
The logic is really kind of a little dumbfounding at this point.
Because I normally find them on my own in the bathroom.
Right? Do you keep your mask on when you're on your own in the bathroom?
Yeah, but I won't tell you where.
Uh-oh, okay. Once you guys are able to kind of go inside, in the mall, and not have a mask on, it's a very liberating feeling. Even for our kids, the first time they didn't have to wear a mask last week in school. You know, you see people's faces that you've been with for 2 years.
Right, yeah.
And you hardly see their faces, right? You just see their eyes for the last couple of years.
Oh, that's what you look like.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, they also, you know, it's very liberating. So I'm glad you guys are making those steps.
We're gradually getting, our numbers are coming right down. They're still on their way down, which is good. We got quite a bit to get through this morning.
Yeah.
Where should we start?
I think let's start with our primavera pasta because we touched on this last week. As I said, you know, I was trying to get into the mood of spring. Here with the change of seasons, kind of, you know, the date says that it's the change of seasons, but we're not feeling it. I thought, you know, let's try and emulate that through some food. So for me, a pasta primavera really focuses on, the fresh vegetables of the season. All right. So, you know, you guys may not have a couple of these things here, or you may, because most of the stuff you get is imported. So, you know, substitute what's fresh there. All right. And I've chosen to use penne for this recipe. But you can use any kind of small or bite-sized pasta. So if you want to use rigatoni or fusilli or orchetti, something where the size of the pasta is similar to the size of the vegetables. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for the veggies, as I said, use the freshest you've got. I'm recommending some asparagus, as we had in last week's recipe as well, cut into like 1 1/2 inch pieces, some julienne yellow bell pepper. You could throw in some red as well if you want a little bit of color. Small broccoli florets and a zucchini cut into half moons. And we're just going to saute that up with some salt and pepper and olive oil. We're going to keep those simple because for our sauce, we're going to use some butter, some shallots, garlic, a little bit of lemon zest. So this sauce is kind of lemony and creamy, all right? And then we're going to throw in a few other veggies, some fresh peas if you can find them. If you can't, you can use frozen. You can even use frozen corn if you want as well. And then some grape tomatoes that we're going to have. So after cooking our pasta according to the package instructions, we're just going to kind of let that sit, and we're going to do these other two components to this recipe and then put it all together. So the veggies, as I said, we're just sauteing them off until they're tender but still crisp, and we can set those aside as well. We don't want them to overcook or to get soft.
Okay.
And then The sauce, we're just going to melt some butter and add some shallots and garlic to that, a little bit of lemon zest. And then we're going to add in about 1 cup of vegetable broth, and we're going to let that simmer until it reduces by about half. So it should take about 5 minutes or so. And then we're going to stir in some heavy cream, a couple tablespoons of lemon juice, and then this is where we're going to add the peas and those cherry tomatoes because we don't want them to get overcooked and mushy. Mm-hmm. And then we're just going to fold this into the pasta mixed with the vegetables. We're going to top it off with some beautiful shredded Parmesan cheese and the remaining lemon juice. We're going to serve it with some fresh herbs, maybe some basil or parsley if you prefer, or a little bit of both. And then just some extra shredded parm and maybe some top it with some crushed red chilies if you like as well.
That's, okay.
Give it a little bit of kick. And you've got this fresh veggies with this nice sauce that's not too heavy. It's only got a little bit of cream, but it's also got that vegetable broth and lemon juice to brighten it up. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice combination, not too difficult to make, and kind of celebrates the season, right? Or at least the season we're trying to celebrate. We're trying to will it, right? I don't know. Yeah, you guys are trying to keep summer lasting a little longer, and we're trying to get rid of winter. So either or, we just let's focus on some nice fresh veggies and, you know, for us, getting into bathing suit shape. For you guys,
getting out of bathing suits.
Well, it's always bathing suit weather there. I mean, it's just whether it's a little wet or not. But it's always, come on, there's no winter there. Like you call it winter.
No, absolutely.
I mean, you know, as people who come from places that actually have winter, you know, Panamanian winter is, it's like kind of an oxymoron. It's not true.
Okay. Renee is wishing you a very good morning. And
good morning, Renee. How are you today?
She says, yum. That sounds fresh and delicious. Enough about me. We're talking about food, right?
So. Oh, you're too much.
So, never lose your sense of humor.
You know, we always laugh on this show. So last night I actually made this recipe because I found a boneless leg of lamb. And it was on sale.
All right. So let me ask you this first of all before you start, because here – lamb, well, if you can find it, I mean, there's places you go that have it. It's very expensive here.
It is, yeah. I have bought it before at Casa de Jamon.
Yeah.
That, and it was like a fairly reasonable price. They had like vacuum-packed lamb chops that were fairly reasonable. But you can get it there. If not, you can substitute pork if you prefer, if you want to.
Lamb is my favorite meat.
It's mine too,
you know?
And it's one that my kids eat. So, you know, given how picky
they
are, they eat lamb.
A lot of people think the flavor of lamb is too strong. I mean, I love it, but one thing I don't like, and that is the way a lot of the Spanish cook their lamb, is that they put so much garlic in it.
Okay,
you can't taste the meat.
So it's funny you should say that because I find that's often the case. And with this recipe, all I did was smash the garlic to infuse the flavor. I didn't actually chop it up so you're getting like garlic in every bite. I actually left them whole and just smashed them.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we were on the same wavelength there because sometimes it definitely the garlic can overpower the lamb. And you know what? I'm a little sensitive to garlic. So I just kind of smashed them. And put them in. And, you know, as I said, you know, if you can't find a boneless leg of lamb, you could do this recipe with lamb chops.
A leg of lamb that's still got the bone in. Why not?
Or a leg of lamb that's still got the bone in. Absolutely. And, you know, the key is, you know, kind of the larger the piece of meat, the longer you want to marinate it for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a nice boneless leg, you can do it for 8 hours, 12 hours. And then if it's chops, you could even just do them for like 4 hours or so.
Right.
So, it'll cut your marinating and also your cooking time down as well. But I'll tell you, last night I got it to a perfect medium rare. I was really impressed with my cook last night. It just, everything kind of came out perfectly. The potatoes were like mashed potatoes inside. They were
a lot of people say that you shouldn't have rare lamb.
Rare, no, but mid-rare, or like I like it medium rare to medium.
Mm-hmm.
When it's too raw, then I find that the texture isn't nice and it can be a little gamey. But when it's cooked where it's pink inside and just, I mean, it was, last night I cooked it to a perfect 145 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also part of the key is to let it rest. You got to make sure that you let it rest for at least, I set it for 15 minutes to rest. I covered it with foil and let it rest. Mm-hmm. And at that point, when we cut into it, you know, the thinner parts are a little bit more medium.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we got to the center, it was this beautiful pink color. It was cooked perfectly. I was really happy with myself because I put it on broil for, you know, an extra 4 minutes at the end there. And I got the top nicely caramelized, even the potatoes. I found these gorgeous little mini Yukon Gold potatoes.
Okay.
And they came out perfectly with some, I put some onion around it as well. I had a Vidalia onion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I chopped that up and put it around. And the potatoes and onion I treated very simply. I just tossed it in a little bit of, rosemary and, olive oil, salt and pepper. And you know, you don't have to use rosemary if it's not your favorite. You can use oregano, basil. I kind of used a bit of each, actually, if I'm honest about it. And the key that really made this recipe nice and bright was some lemon juice. I used some lemon zest and about the juice of a whole lemon. And I just marinated the lamb with this olive oil, lemon, smashed garlic, salt and pepper, and then oregano and rosemary. And some Dijon mustard. And I let it marinate all day in a Ziploc bag. And then I just roasted it in the oven. And I put these potatoes that just had this kind of olive oil, salt and pepper mixture around it. And they got all the beautiful fat from the lamb.
Made
sure that I rotated it and roasted those potatoes, made sure they were nicely kind of turned so that they were browned on all sides, and it came out really, really well.
When you do a roast like that, do you use a rack to keep it off the bottom of the?
I didn't. No, I just put it in a Pyrex because I actually kind of wanted the fat to coat the potatoes. I had only tossed them in a little bit of olive oil. To truth be told, I ran out of olive oil yesterday, and I didn't have a ton, so I was kind of happy for that fat. And it actually turned into a delicious sauce that I've spooned on top of the lamb afterwards because I had all that flavor from the lamb with the Dijon mustard and lemon juice, you know, and that smashed garlic. I ended up taking out those garlic cloves.
Mm-hmm.
So they had imparted that flavor and their oils came out, but we didn't really have garlic in every bite.
Kind of
like your mentioned. So it worked out perfectly, and we'll get that up on the Instagram page and Facebook, and people can try it. As I said, you know, if you can't find lamb, you can do it with a pork loin. Like these are flavors that go really well. You could swap out the herbs also, you know, if you're not a fan of rosemary or if you find fresh versus dry. I think I've given the amounts as well.
All right. Perfect.
We'll do that. And, you know, just a nice dinner. And, you know, the prep time isn't too long.
No. I was one of the things I really enjoy cooking is a roast dinner.
Yeah.
Roast dinner.
You know, because it's just work in the beginning, right? And then it's about
it's just preparation. But then once you get it going. And also, I mean, it's also timing so that you get everything at the right time. I mean, this Christmas was just the two of us. We did it, but everything worked out absolutely perfect. Everything was ready at the right time. So
I tell you, for me, the best thing, the best tool that you can have in your kitchen when you're cooking something like this is an instant read meat thermometer.
Oh, yeah, no, I won't cook without one.
Yeah, I highly recommend a ThermoPen. You know, you just stick it in and it tells you right away what the temperature is.
That's right.
And you can stick it into a variety of spots, the fattest one and the thinnest one, so you can gauge what your timing is.
Mm.
And it's just fantastic. And it often goes on sale. So definitely something, you know, worth checking out if you don't have one. And even if you want to start to learn how to do a reverse sear, it's really your best tool. So getting an instant read meat thermometer is, it's a must have. For my kitchen, anyway. It's one of the things we brought with us from Panama, along with our cast iron pan. So you know how important it is to us. Now, this next recipe I saw online, and I instantly thought of you and Renee, because I know that you guys are always looking for new ways to use your air fryer.
Oh, right.
And I saw this, and I thought, oh, my gosh, like, you know, I'd love, I've never tried it. I'm going to be honest here because as everyone knows or mm-hmm. anyone who listens to the show regularly knows, I don't have my appliances here mm-hmm. with me, nor do I have the space to purchase new ones. So, I'm relying on you guys to test this one because I thought this was a really cool hack. It was a way to make cookies in your air fryer using okay. a box cake mix and then just adding, two or three more ingredients depending on what you mm-hmm. want. Mm-hmm. So you can basically take your favorite box cake mix. I've seen it used, both. I, when I was researching it, I saw it right. used with red velvet, chocolate, mm-hmm. vanilla, and the confetti one. So you can really use whichever one you want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then ignore the ingredients on the box cake mix. Add one, half a cup of vegetable oil, two large eggs. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to add any candy or chips to it, as well, this is when
okay.
you do that.
Okay.
If you want to add chocolate chips, say you're making red velvet and mm-hmm. you want to add white chocolate chips to it, or you're making a chocolate fudge and you want to add some extra caramel chips or something like that, mm-hmm. or M&M, mm-hmm. Go ahead and do that. And then just mix it and line your air fryer with parchment paper. Okay.
Right. So okay.
a basket mm-hmm. and poke holes in it. All right. And then like using an ice cream scooper, you can just make balls and put them into your prepared air fryer basket.
Right. Okay.
Right. And you want to make sure that you leave enough space for them to expand, right? So mm-hmm. maybe put four or six, depending on how big your air fryer is.
Right.
And work in little batches so that the dough doesn't overlap. Set it for 370 degrees. And it says it should take about 4 minutes. So I think like that's the coolest thing I've ever heard is that if you can have yeah. cookies 4 minutes using a cake battered dough
mm-hmm.
Or flour, I did flour mixture. I really want you guys to test this and tell me if it works. The video looked great. I looked at a bunch of other things in my research before I sent mm-hmm. it to you guys,
mm-hmm.
and I'm dying to know if this works. So, like, please try it and let me know. I instantly thought of you guys when I saw it, and I thought I have to include that because. You know, I just know that you guys both have this.
Actually, it's quite interesting because Renee has just sent us a picture. She says, I got these, they're air fryer parchment sheets, on Amazon. They've already got the holes in them.
Yeah, there you go. So she's already halfway there.
That's cool.
Has she ever tried this cookie hack?
So, we'll see. But,
okay.
That's good. That's super cool.
Right. I thought that was awesome. And you know, as I said, last week I gave you a hack for making a really awesome birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
This week the hack, for air fryer cookies. Who knew? I didn't know it was possible. And now that I do, I'm dying to try it.
Yeah, me too. So there we go. And what else have we, see how we've, oh, we're fine for time. What else have we got now this morning? We've got. Boom, boom, boom.
Spring blossom cocktail.
Oh, we have, yes. Very
yeah,
important.
Yeah,
yes.
Blossom cocktail.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm really trying to wheel spring in. You know that I am, even though you guys are already in, like, you know, the beautiful summery weather, I'm trying to wheel in the spring. So
mm-hmm.
I thought we could channel it with a cherry blossom cocktail. And this is a tequila-based cocktail that we're going to serve in a martini glass.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks a little fancy, and it's got this beautiful kind of red color because we're going to add a bit of grenadine to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to balance out that tequila. So I want you to use a silver tequila, like 1800 or something.
Right.
And we're going to take an ounce of lime juice to about 1.5 ounces of silver tequila, 1.5,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. depending on how strong you like it. 1 ounce of grapefruit juice, and I know that you guys can get delicious fresh grapefruit juice at Foodie over there
mm-hmm.
In Bell Harbor. Hopefully they still have it. About 1/4 ounce of grenadine, and we're going to shake that up really well into a shaker with some ice, and we're going to pour it into a salt-rimmed martini glass
mm-hmm.
Over ice, and we're going to garnish it with a fresh grapefruit slice or maraschino cherry or a real cherry if you can find one. And it's a little bit bitter and a little bit tart,
mm-hmm.
a little bit sweet. you know, it's kind of that nice combination that hopefully reminds you a little bit of spring. And it's kind of festive looking, too. So you might want to keep it in your back pocket.
It'll make my jeans dirty.
Well, you know, I know it's like we're only in March and I shouldn't be thinking of Christmas time, but I see red cocktails and it just makes me think that.
Renee said that she hadn't heard of making a biscuit, so she said she's going to get a pick up a box of cake mix. And she says Rick loves sweets, so she's definitely going to try the cookies.
Awesome. I can't wait to see her review on if they came out and if it worked, because they looked great and I, you know, enough people says that it works. So I want her practical experience and, you know, let us know, because I think that's a great hack. You've already got probably vegetable oil and eggs lying around your house. Probably have some chocolate chips as well, or some sprinkles at least. Most people do. And so if that's all you have to do is invest in a box, I think it's definitely worth the effort.
Sure, absolutely. Mary Lou, of course, is she prefers the cocktail.
You know, a good cocktail really just kind of takes the edge off everything.
I mean,
see, now that we're an hour later than you, I can start.
I think the thing is, you know, you drink the cocktail while you do your cooking, and then it always turns out a lot better.
Right? Or it just makes you care less.
That's right.
But, you know, it has that factor as well. Sometimes, you know, you open a bottle of wine to make dinner, and then, you know, the dinner becomes a bottle of wine. So, listen, I'm not saying it's happened to me before. I'm just saying that I've read that it's happened to others. Right.
Great. So that worked out. That worked out perfectly. They will have all those recipes, of course, on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa, and you'll be able to catch up on them there. We'll have some pictures of them as well. So if you need like me, paint by numbers, look at the pictures, make sure it comes out all right. So So what have you got? What are you doing with your time?
I'm actually working on a new project and, you know, just trying to get that going. I've actually been injured the last few weeks with my shoulder. So I've mostly been taking it a little bit easy here, but I do have a new project on the go. So I'm devoting some time to that and some time just recuperating, trying to get better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know about it. Oh, yeah, take it easy.
It's been a bummer and nothing's really been helping me. Yeah. Kind of dealing with that. Otherwise, what about you? Everything is good?
Yeah, everything is fine. No problems. We're coming up end of next week. It'll be our anniversary. 12 years.
12 years. Wow. Yeah. Are you doing something to commemorate?
I'll probably have a drink.
Okay, well, it could be a cherry blossom cocktail.
Could be, couldn't
if
it?
If you've never tried one of those before. So, I know you can scrounge up some tequila somewhere in that office.
Oh, actual fact, I have a little cupboard here in the office, which I haven't been in for years. And that's where I have tequila stored.
You know the dry law is over, right? Like, they canceled that a while ago.
Yes, I know.
You can break into that cabinet now.
And I've also got a bottle of scotch, which is, Rosemary, called Speaker's Choice. And it's a special blend. It was done for the lady who was the speaker for the House of Commons. And she had a batch of whiskey made, and I've got that in there, signed by her. Just trying to think of her name. She's got an unusual name, but Lady Speaker.
Anyway. And what are you saving it for? When are you going
to
break into it?
You don't really want to, do you, when it's sort of special and it's got and it's signed? You don't really want to break into it, but I suppose I'll have to. Otherwise, it'll probably just go off.
Right. And the tequila? You've got to break into that. I want you to make these cherry blossoms and let me know how you go with them.
I will. I'll do my best.
Break into that tequila cabinet and, you know, shake up a couple of drinks, take a photo, and you let me know if you like it.
I will do. All right, Anna. As always, thank you so very much. All the best to you and the family.
My pleasure. Same to you.
Keep safe.
Sending lots of love to you guys.
All right. Take care, and we'll be with you next week.
Take care. Be well.
Feisty Foodie, Sarah Solomon with us this morning. As I said, we'll have those recipes. They're going to be on our website today at thebreakfastshow.com.pa. So a very big thank you to Sarah. Big thank you, as always, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. my co-producer Neil Danby, and Ingrid for our intrepid reporters' everyday story of country folk. Big thanks to the boys and girls at Cooper Gradra, keep us up and running. I mentioned Neil, I think I did, and I'm my co-producer Neil over there. He's still over in the UK, winter in the UK. Hopefully he's going to be back fairly soon. I've been saying that since last year, haven't I? And to say big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, of course. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 6 o'clock. So please, please, please remember whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Well, firstly, enjoy not having to wear your mask when you're outside. But apart from that, do keep safe, all right? The thing is still flying around, so we don't want you to catch it. Well, just remember what I want to be doing 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.